Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, December 3rd. You'll be interested to know. Today is Giving Tuesday. Established in 2012 by New York's 92nd Street Y and the United Nations Foundation, this day encourages charitable action following the retail frenzy of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. In 2018, Facebook and PayPal matched donations, raising a record $125 million. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 16 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:57. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with a high near 39 and a light west breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 22 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be at 6, with the high tide at 12:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 49 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a mix of mostly sunny and cloudy days ahead. Wednesday brings a slight chance of rain showers and a high near 41, while Wednesday night will see rain and snow with a low around 33. Thursday will be mostly cloudy with rain showers and a high near 45. After a brief break, Friday will be sunny with a high near 34, followed by a mostly clear night. Saturday starts off mostly sunny, but brings a slight chance of snow showers later, with a high near 35 and a low around 23. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston is taking significant strides to combat the climate crisis while creating good-paying jobs. Recently, the city received $9,800,000 in federal funding to develop a workforce aimed at enhancing climate and coastal resilience. United States Senator Ed Markey emphasized the goal of making Boston a green monster in the fight against climate change. Mayor Michelle Wu announced plans to launch the Greater Boston Climate and Coastal Resilience Workforce Alliance, which will train 1,200 workers over the next 4 years, while also creating over 500 new jobs in energy and environmental sectors. Now on to sports. On Monday Night Football, the Denver Broncos, now 8-5, beat the Cleveland Browns, who fell to 3-9, with a thrilling 41-32 victory. Despite Jameis Winston's record-breaking 497 yards and 4 touchdowns, his 3 interceptions, including 2 costly pick-sixes, sealed Cleveland's fate. Denver's Bo Nix threw a 93-yard touchdown pass as the Broncos savor a crucial win before their bye week. In local sports, last night, the Celtics secured a commanding victory over the Miami Heat, winning 108-89 at TD Garden. Jaylen Brown led with 29 points, while Jason Tatum added 18 points and grabbed 11 rebounds. Peyton Pritchard brought energy off the bench with 25 points. The Heat advanced to 17-4, keeping their top spot in the East, as Miami drops to 9-10. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden. Also tomorrow night, The Bruins face off against the struggling Red Wings in Beantown. In top news, recent headlines warn that weight loss drugs, such as Ozempic, may lead to muscle loss. However, experts suggest that losing some lean mass is common with any significant weight change, whether through medication, surgery, or dieting. Doctors note that, typically, for every 3 pounds of fat lost, 1 pound of lean mass is also lost. While some muscle may be affected, the benefits of reducing fat often outweigh the downsides. Doctors encourage resistance training to help maintain muscle, emphasizing that most patients become stronger while on these medications. In business news, a Delaware Chancery Court judge, Kathleen McCormick, has confirmed her decision to reject Tesla's request to revise the ruling against Elon Musk's $56 billion pay package. This comes despite shareholders voting to re-ratify the deal at the annual meeting. In her detailed opinion, McCormick pointed out multiple significant flaws in Tesla's legal team's arguments. Tesla is expected to appeal to the Delaware Supreme Court, but has recently relocated its incorporation to Texas. Additionally, Meg McCormick awarded the plaintiff's attorneys the $345 million fee, significantly less than the requested $5.6 billion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $96,000. Ethereum is just under $3,700. And Coatsius Maximus is about 72 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. OpenAI's ChatGPT is facing challenges with certain names that disrupt its functionality, stemming from a settled defamation lawsuit. Names like Brian Hood, Jonathan Turley, and Jonathan Zittrain consistently trigger a hard-coded filter, causing the model to halt responses. For instance, Brian Hood was wrongly accused of bribery, and after a lawsuit, OpenAI filtered out false claims about him. This filter could limit ChatGPT's usefulness and expose users to potential adversarial attacks. As the landscape of artificial intelligence evolves, these restrictions highlight ongoing vulnerabilities and the need for effective resolutions. And in entertainment news, The Day of the Jackal is set for a thrilling second season on Peacock and Sky. This cat-and-mouse series, starring Eddie Redmayne and Lashana Lynch, has captured audiences since its debut. The show attracted 3 million viewers in its first week on Sky Atlantic, marking the best series launched there in 2 years. It also ranked among the top 5 original streaming series in the United States on Peacock. Based on Frederick Forsyth's 1971 novel, the series follows a cunning assassin and a determined MI6 agent. The first season is currently airing, with no confirmation on whether the leads will return. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American founding father and third president, Thomas Jefferson. And he said, "Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. And nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.